later. For them, one day. Because time is relative. They did a story a couple of thousand years ago. We needed to explain to people that, listen, time is relative. So we made up that. And to reinforce it, do you remember what we did to reinforce it? This wasn't a story that was not going to last long. We had to enforce it. We sent a dog with them. And even the dog, in one day, wake up. To tell you what? To tell you that we're not talking about the spiritual blah, 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 blah. In reality, time is different. Time is relative. Tell me about long time. What is a long time? If you're talking about somebody waiting at a public toilet to go and pee, you explain that time in minutes, right? If you're talking about a space travel, then what is time for you? What is short time? What is long time? Because long and short is the physical judgment of one person somewhere. And we know that is all relative. Yes.
And then it seemed to them one day, even when their spirits came back from non-existence into their body, when there is no day and night and month and year, how should there be satiety and old age and weariness? Since there is selflessness in the rose garden of non-existence, there is intoxication caused by the goblet of divine grace. Anyone that has not drunk, has not tasted, does not know. How should the dung beetle conceive the breath of the rose?
It's a little bit, again, difficult, because here Rumi approaches very carefully to the stuff that I started to explain to you at the beginning of this session. Illusion. This book is about the illusion, really. Here, he will say, let me explain something to you. You are looking at the physical existence. Therefore, you are looking at the universe like an animal. And you don't see the other part of it. I'm sorry. Let me talk about the other part of it. Here's the other. The other part of it is the sphere or atmosphere that the prophet lives in it. What is that? You started with that, right? He explained it. Okay, we. First of all, there was we, not they. We, the prophets, first of all, we're not like you because we understood the relativity of time, this and that and that. And for us, the most important thing is the presence of the beloved. Remember, we repeatedly told you that. Now let me tell you what is the best garden of the joy, the heaven for us. In that heaven, because we are selfless, we are drawn from His kindness. A little bit complicated. Means what? Then he goes Arabic. Lam yozer, lam yoder. This is something that a lot of even Arabs, they have problem with that. That what it means in the state that you don't think, you don't understand, you don't blah blah all of that. Means explaining the situation of a drunk. When I say, I'm drunk, if you have never tasted that stuff, could you understand my feeling? No. This is why we always talk about wine and being drunk, because that connection will transform you. You will become like a drunk, which is happier, more careless and good? Because you don't understand that something like that. So anyone who doesn't understand the situation that you cannot understand, you cannot touch, you cannot taste, that stuff which is explained in another book, in Quran, for something else. You bring in and say, anyone who hasn't drunk that, and he will explain that anyone. I don't know if you could make sense of the English one, but first of all, he talks about Jual. Jual is something that nobody really talks about. It's the worst label you could give to someone, because this is a little animal that eats the dung, gathers the dung of the other animals and will put something in it and put it down there, right? That's kind of like that. So they made a word, Jual. Jual means the most stupid nonsense animal, like insect, something like that, right? And he would say, you think that that animal will bring in its own illusions, a real good green garden? That poop-eating animal doesn't think about the good garden. Cannot do it. So that's the fellow who doesn't understand that there are stuff that you cannot understand, you cannot taste and all that. So we'll go to an extreme to bring in one word, really, only. Because that word is used very scarcely. And in Persian, I said, if you will bring out that illusion, you will say, ik. Here he wants to talk about that illusion, vahm. So he will say, when I'm talking about that illusion doesn't come in the mind of that animal. Why? There is nobody around to give it that illusion. Illusion is not personal. It's your surrounding environment. This is what it is. One of the real problems of our life is the group we have to live with, because that's what is important for us, the relationship. So you should understand, in the process of enrichment, you should be very careful, because everybody is aiming you to impose some stuff to you. This is the illusion. Illusion is a part of human culture. It should be. In some places it was good. Now that logically we're looking at it, it's not. Yes?
It is not conceivable. If it were conceivable, it would become non-existent, like objects of conception.
Is it the best word for mohum? Conceivable? Or no, because as long as I remember, it's illusion. Yeah. Illusion is, we'll express it much better here. He will say, this is not an illusion. If it was an illusion, like all the illusions will disappear. This is what he says. Yeah. You see how simple it is? Illusion? I'm sorry, the influence which formed me is out of me. So illusion comes from that. Yes, illusion.
How should hell conceive paradise? Does a beauteous face shine at all from an ugly pig? Hark.
So okay, illusion. Let me say it like this. Can the hell imagine the paradise? Can beauty come out of the face of a pig? It doesn't work that way. Why? Listen to what? Yes?
Hark! Do not cut your own throat. Take heed, O despicable one. Such a morsel as this has reached your mouth.
Do you remember? They were claiming that we have seen a lot of this and it doesn't change, why are you bothering your Sandeepa and stuff? Prophet ended to say, you are lucky because we are bringing the bite close to your mouth. Don't be silly and do not cut your throat. Eat the gift that you're receiving, because this is what we are doing. Yes?
We have brought the hard ways to an end.
Mm-hmm.
We have made the way easy for our own people.
Because we are not here. Yes, because as you said, you're lazy and you need excuses and blah, 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 all of that. You say this is difficult. We brought this to everyone because this will make it easy. Yes, at the beginning it looks difficult. At the beginning it looks even awful. Yes, we told you that. Right at the beginning we said the end is not being counted. Non-existence, selflessness. Didn't we say it? This is what it is. But with selflessness, we don't mean you become a miserable fellow to the end of your life. If you become selfless, suddenly you realize that there is a better feeling and you feel better and better and everything becomes easy. The life is not difficult for the old fellows in this path. Look at them. Everything transforms because it's different. Because right at the beginning I told you, you have a dark glasses on your eyes, so everything looks dark to you. Change this. Do you remember? We said this is not about knowledge. It's about the way to see your opinion, your way of looking at it. And you live, that will do. Look at the next paragraph. They repeat their resistance. Rumi knows that it didn't finish yet, so inshallah next time we'll be in a better mood and you will accept all these changes. قوم گفتند ای نسوهان بس بود این چه گفتی در درین ده کس بود قفل بر دلهای ما بنهاد حق کس نداند برد بر خالق سبب نقش ما این کرد آن تصویرگر این نخواهد شد به گفت بودگر سنگ را صد سال گویی لعل شو کهنه را صد سال گویی باش نو خاک را گویی صفات آب گیر آب را گویی عسل شو یا که شیر خالق افلاک او و افلاکیان خالق آب و تراب و خاکیان آسمان را داد دوران و صفا آب و گل را تیر روی و نما کی تواند آسمان دردی گزید کی تواند آب و گل صفت خرید قسمتی کرده است هر یک را رهی کی کوهی گردد به جهدی چون کی انبیا گفتند کاری آفرید وصفهایی که نتان زن سر کشید و آفرید و وصفهای آرزی که کسی مبعوض میگردد رزی سنگ را گویی که زر شو بیهوده است مس را گویی که زر شو راه است ریگ را گویی که گل شو عاجز است خاک را گویی که گل شو جایز است رنج ها داده است کن را چاره نیست آن به مثل لنگی و فتس و امیز رنج ها داده است کن را چاره است آن به مثل لغوه و درد سر است این دواها ساخت بهر اعتلاف نیست این درد و دواها از گزاف بلکه اغلب رنج ها را چاره است چون به جدجویی بیاید آن به دست. Do you remember? The opposite of this we heard in book one. First paragraph. Whatever all the doctors did was opposite. There we're talking about exception. Here, because they bring the rule, you say, okay, this is the rule. You say impossible? Yes, there are some impossible. اون گفتند